Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hit deep right field. That one is long gone as Bryson Stott has cleared the stadium. He has hit one out of Steinbrenner Field. A mammoth three-run home run right field, and it's a one-run game.
Well, that it was, and then it became a tie game, and then the Phillies took the lead, sweeping the Tampa Bay Rays down in Tampa, and now they're on to Cleveland. Joining us right now, I believe, from Cleveland, Ohio, as the Phillies get ready for a new series starting tonight against the Guardians, the voice of the Phillies, Scott Fransky, on a Fransky Friday. Scott, how you doing?
Well, thank you for reminding me where I am, because I wasn't really sure.
Yeah, Cleveland has changed a lot. It's a lot nice now. I'm assuming that you're staying down there by the water, right?
Yeah, well, we got in at 3 in the morning, so, yeah, the water's nearby. The lake's nearby.
Yeah, because they built that area up a little bit. They built it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So
a couple years since we've been here, but all good.
Yeah, that's good. So, Scott, it feels like this team is starting to hit their stride right now. Do you kind of see it the same way, especially when it comes to hitting?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the runs are coming, and, you know, you figure it's going to come. And, you know, the crazy thing is there's sort of, what, 7 runs or more, I think 6 or 7 times now in the last 10 games, something like that. And they haven't done it with a ton from Harper. There have been a few big hits here and there, but it's, you know, like last night, it's just really cool to see. I mean, that was a game where every single player, it seemed like, that showed up, you know, 1 through 9, had to do something along the way to make a difference for the Phillies. It was a real team effort kind of win. It was cool to see.
It really was. It was a fun way to come back in that game. Scott, of course, brought to us by Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, last night, you mentioned it, it's the comeback. It was a little bit everything. But what stood out to me, and it's really been there all season, is I just feel like they have better at-bats. It doesn't always lead to results, and for a couple weeks it didn't. But I thought the Stott at-bat was good. And that Kepler at-bat in the ninth, although it wasn't a hit, it was, you know, ground ball into the infield. I think that was the 7th or 8th pitch of the at-bat. It feels like in these big moments, they've had a better ability to grind at-bats, Scott, than they have maybe in the last couple years.
Yeah, I mean, take Nick's at-bat, Castellanos' at-bat earlier in that inning. I mean, that's a heck of an at-bat. And, you know, you're right, Kepler, just getting a bat on the ball makes such a difference in that spot, because they send the runner. Kepler's basically throwing the bat at the ball, and by having the guy in motion, it leaves the third baseman with only one play. And you know, if you don't send the runner, maybe they get a double play or whatnot. But two nights ago, they had 3 or maybe 4 10-pitch at-bats during the game. I mean, those are going to lead to results. It's not every time, but it will lead to results. And it also leads to grinding down a staff. You know, Taiwan Walker talked about it with us on the opposite side, what it does to a pitcher, how frustrating it is for a pitcher and how tiring it is for a pitcher. And the Phillies are doing that every night up and down the lineup.
Scott Fransky with us here in the Fransky Friday. Scott, I thought it was interesting last weekend, Rob Thompson spoke about Trey Turner and his approach and kind of the conversation they had during spring training before the season started about what he needed out of him. And Scott, it's been exactly what Topper kind of called last weekend, which is a lot of hits, high base, not quite as much power, though. The last couple nights he hit one out, and then last night, I mean, I thought that ball was gone. I think everyone did, and then hit the wall. But what do you think about where Trey is right now? Because it's a little bit of a different version of Trey Turner than we've seen so far in Philadelphia. It's a high on base, good batting average, but not quite the power he's had, you know, throughout most of his career.
Yeah, that was the mandate, right? Get on base, the 380 clip, and try to score 100 runs, steal 40 bases, that sort of thing. And yeah, he's doing a good job of it. And the way he's done it is by trying to use the whole field. And you see over and over again how many base hits he's getting to the opposite field and to the right side. And they're not all hit hard. But then, you know, you get him, you know, he gets in a certain spot and he's on time for I'm with you. I thought that ball was had a real good chance to go out last night. I thought he hit better last night than the one he actually hit out two nights ago. But that ballpark plays kind of big to left. I don't know if the wind's knocking it down or what, but I like where he's at, and I like the fact that he can hit the home run one at bat and come back the next at bat and you know, get a base hit the other way and keep the same approach. I think it's great. I think he's in a good spot right now.
Scott, I don't know if we're quite on Ted Williams' watch, but I know Kyle Schwarber's been on base 43 straight games here. I think the Williams has the record like 80-something, but I just thought that hit in the ninth inning showed the growth of Schwarber the last couple years. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it's probably a walk or a home run or a strikeout or maybe a flyout, but he got a single there to start the ninth. That was, and it obviously then led to Rojas pinch running and what he did on the bases, and they scored that run. How about the season Schwarber's having and just the fact that every single night, even to the ninth last night, that streak almost ended, he finds a way on base every night?
Yeah, I'm starting to get a lot more people, you know, when we travel around and see other clubs and different, you know, media or broadcasters or whatever, they all remark based on the numbers. They're like, wow, Kyle Schwarber's not just a three true outcomes kind of guy anymore, is he? And I'm like, no, he's not. He's a hitter. And it's not just walk, strike out, homer with Kyle Schwarber. That's not what he's about right now. And he's changed his approach a lot the last couple of years. Made a huge difference for him against left-handers, obviously. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's just a really good hitter. He's not a, you know, one-dimensional guy. He can hit the all fields. He can hit for power. He can get you a base hit in that spot. And, you know, he gets on base a lot. So I like where he's at. I like him in four spot. I think it's working out well.
Scott, we got to ask you about what happened the other night. That game, it was Sanchez for the beginning of the game, and then they go to Taiwan Walker in the seventh inning, and he never came out of that game. Three innings, seven strikeouts. Scott, when they moved him to the bullpen, it felt like, all right, well, he's kind of out of a spot in the rotation. We'll make him the long man and just see where it goes for now. But that some of those strikeouts and this stuff, I mean, it was 94 in the fastball. It was eye-opening for me, Scott. What did you notice as Taiwan had his first career save?
I thought it was great. I mean, I think for him, he didn't want to leave the rotation. He wants to start. He wants to be a member of that rotation, and he came to spring training with the idea that he was going to fight for a job and compete for a job, and he certainly did his part. And even in the opportunities in the regular season, he certainly did his part. Was he great? Was he dominant? No, but he was a very good starter and kept you in games and battled and competed. And I think it will be interesting to see, you know, any starter is used to starting every 4 days. They're not used to pitching back-to-back days or day on, day off, day on again, right? So this is going to be some new territory for Taiwan once we get into the flow of this. But I thought it was a perfect scenario to get him in there and sort of hand him the keys and say, hey, turn off the lights when you're done. Boy, did he ever. It was really cool. And I know that the players made a big deal out of it afterwards, the post game. And they really rallied around him to try to, you know, boost him and make him feel good about, you know, again, a role that he maybe doesn't feel like he deserved to be demoted, but he got, you know, moved to the bullpen. It's not something he wanted, but he looks like a guy who's ready to embrace it and just try to help him win.
So basically pitching angry because he looked like he was a little hot on the mound. Yeah. It really worked out to his benefit the other day.
It did, absolutely. And I thought it was interesting that he didn't, you know, sometimes relievers, they'll pare down what they throw, right? They're going to go to two pitches because they're only going to face a hitter one time. He didn't do that. He still used all of his pitches, pitched the same way. He just had a little bit of uptick in velocity. And I know the Phillies are talking about, well, what if we hand him the baseball and say, hey, you got one inning, give it all you got. Like, will there be even more in the tank? Will there be more velo? I don't know. But again, that gets to the aspect of, can you do this every day, right? Or can you come back and do the same thing the next day? And that, only time will tell.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Scott, center field. So Marsh is back, had a big hit last night, clearly, late in the game. Where do you think that's going in terms of playing time? Is it going to be a strict platoon, lefty-righty, right? You know, Rojas against lefties, Marsh against righties? Or do you think this is more of a 50-50 split? Because I feel like, for the most part, Rojas has done a pretty good job. He's had a couple moments on the base paths defense that you kind of want back, but it's May 9th, and he's hitting over 300, and he helps them in a lot of ways with defense last Friday night, base running. Where do you think the center field playing time could be going the next couple weeks?
The way Topper sort of described it to us this week is that it's almost the 50-50 split, and it's not just righties and lefties, that they will kind of take the two-week calendar and look at different matchups. You know, some of them are going to change, obviously. Guys get hurt or teams juggle their rotation. So it may not work out exactly the way they plan each time. But he wants to keep Rojas playing and doesn't want to just flat out sit him until you see another left-hander. He doesn't want to limit him in that way because he's played really well. He's swung the bat really well since Marsh went down against lefties and righties. It sounds like they're going to try to map it out where, you know, it's a day on, day off a lot of times, and, maybe you'll get, a couple of back-to-backs. I know at the end of this stretch, I think they have it all planned out. And they brought actually both of them into the office at the same time and said, here's what we're going to do with you guys, and laid it out all the way through the next off day. So they all know when they're playing, and I think they're both going to get some pretty balanced opportunities to play.
Well, it's working right now, so let's keep it that way. Scott, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy Cleveland, and we'll be listening this weekend starting tonight against the Guardians. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
There you go. Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies there as the Phils continue to roll, including, how about that? That's a big thing for your guy Rojas. This is not just a platoon. It's 50-50. He's getting a shot here to play a lot.
He's starting to take advantage of it. You remember last year when they had to sit him down and learn how to bunt a little bit? So he's gotten better at his hitting. He's gotten a lot better.
The thing I appreciate about Rojas is I feel like he's figured out what he does to help the team. Right? Like bunt the other night, his base running
speed
tied the game last night.
Yeah.
And then last Friday when he made that big catch by the wall, like, I every time we debated about him, like, I don't think he's ever going to be an everyday, he's our center fielder. But he can help a team win games.
He's a contributor.
Yes.
Contributor.
Well, he contributed last night. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard Are you ready to do it? I mean, today feels like the day to start the train of apologizing to Dave Dombrowski. I did it. I'll say it again. If you missed it earlier, Dave, I'm sorry. I was too hard on the offseason. Luzardo's been excellent. Kepler's helped a lot, including a big at-bat in the ninth inning. They kept Taiwan. That's worked. The offseason was better than we gave it credit for. I apologize. Kyle apologized. Hugh?
Not so much.
Well, I'm giving you another chance.
Oh, no.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
It's not, you can. Not, I mean, can't do that. You could do it. I mean, you have the microphone on. You could say, Dave, I'm sorry. Dave, I was too hard on you. Dave Dombrowski, my bad.
Can't do that.
You don't want to.
Not going
to
happen.
Okay. So Hugh refuses to apologize. Where's everyone at on this? Plus, Try Day Friday, we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away. Today's Try Day, kind of an opposite of the way we do things. Not something we should try, something you don't think Hugh Douglas would try. And there's a lot. I mean, some of the answers so far, taking accountability, a meal and hard liquor at the same time, marriage again, skydiving.
Yeah, definitely.
This is going to be a hard one to choose the winner, Kyle. I mean, they're all accurate.
Yeah, and some personal attacks mixed in there, too.
Yeah. But is it inaccurate?
No. He can't even say it.
I mean, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
The audience just knows you. All right, David in Plymouth meeting is up. What's up, David?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, David. What's going on?
So I think we got to give Dombrowski a break. I think we've been way too hard on him. I don't think the issue has been what people say it is. Dombrowski is known for going
too hard on the offseason. Luzardo's been excellent.
All right, David. David,
what you doing?
Well,
dog?
He got caught up in his own phone call with the radios.
Oh, so he was trying to, you know, it's Mother's Day weekend. He was trying to impress his wife, maybe.
Oh, you think
hey,
that
I'm
was
on the
it?
Air. I got on the
show
air.
Everyone. All right, well, David, we'll get you back
Come on,
up.
Man.
Let's grab Rob in Delco. What's up, Rob?
Hey, good afternoon, Joe. Good afternoon, Hugh. How you guys?
Hey, Rob. What's going on?
Listen, Hugh, I got something for you at the end. It's creative. You like creative and something you wouldn't do, so I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Listen, I don't know, Joe. I'm with you. Listen. I'll apologize, okay, Joe? I took the O2 with the Phillies, Joe? I did it, okay? I memorized it. Here's my thing, though. Is Dombrowski going to apologize to me for the last two trade deadline acquisitions, the last two off seasons? I mean, the last two seasons at the trade deadline? Is he going to apologize to Rob from Delco for that?
You know what, Rob? I don't know if he will, but if we ever get Dave on our show, I will ask him specifically to apologize to Rob and Delco. I'll see what he says.
If he apologizes to me for Emilio Estevez and Austin Hayes, and that slop he got us last year. You know what, Hugh? I'll apologize to him then.
I still
But
apologize.
You want me to apologize to him, Joe? I should be thanking other teams because he wanted to do things. He didn't want to keep it the way it was, right? He wanted to get rid of this guy. Mm-hmm. Teams didn't want it, so we should be thanking other teams.
Well, but he probably could have taken a pennies on the dollar for Bohm if he was willing to give him up. I mean, like, he held firm.
Wow,
I mean, he could have. I'm sure someone would have taken him for nothing. He kept him.
I don't need to be a GM to do that. I can figure that
out.
Well,
all right, but we all wanted him to get rid of Taiwan. Taiwan's helping right now.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, come on?
He's getting $50 million a year, Joe.
But he's pitching well.
He owes us 15 years of pitching well.
Well, I don't know about 15. You guys are unbelievable. I mean, the guy kept a pitcher we all wanted him to dump. That guy's pitching well, and nobody gets credit for this.
It's a small dose. Listen, I'm glad they're doing well because it's going to be a long summer if they're not doing well. But come on, I need a lot more than one relief appearance from Taiwan. You know, he was juiced. He was feeling good.
He
got up.
He was nice. He was mad. He was pitching angry.
The guy's got a 2.3 ERA this year. 2.3.
He's built like a fullback, Joe. He needs to throw harder. And it's like we got a 6'5" third baseman who's got one home run. We got a 6'5". Well, how big is Taiwan?
He's huge. He's got to be 6'5", 6'6". Yeah, he's a big
dude.
He's
got a candy arm. He's got a candy arm.
He's listed at 6'4", 235. He struck out 7 guys in 3 innings last night.
He was nice.
Listen, I hear you, but, you know, up until now he was throwing 89, 90, 91. You know what I mean? He was out of nowhere.
Well, he improved. All right, so you're not apologizing, Rob. I get it. All right,
no.
Rob, what do you got for Hugh? Something he won't try.
All right, Hugh. Listen, we just talked about the Schuylkill, how you wouldn't canoe in there. I'm going to say skinny dip in the Schuylkill, Hugh.
Skinny dip?
Skinny dip in
you
the Schuylkill.
Like, take my drawers off and jump
That's
in the water?
That's typically what skinny dipping is.
Oh, hell no.
You don't want to get that stuff on your skin.
Oh, no, definitely not. No, I'm not putting my drawers. I mean, take my drawers off and jump in the water?
I don't know if I'd do that.
I wouldn't do that either.
Something you wouldn't do, right?
Yeah,
well, no, yeah, I mean, that's a good one.
That was the assignment, something you would not do. Yeah, I don't know anyone actually would do that. That feels like a...
I mean, it's bad enough you jumping in the schuylkill, but to jump in there, but your drawers off?
Yeah, it feels unnecessary for anybody to do.
Remember the flood that we had here?
Oh, no, I saw
that dude that jumped off the 676. Yeah. That was disgusting.
It was wild.
Is he all right?
I'm not sure.
He's probably one of our callers now, for being honest.
I would venture to say he's a listener.
Yeah.
Definitely would.
I kind of feel bad for people like Hugh and Rob. You're not allowing yourself to enjoy anything.
Jumping in the school?
No, I don't mean that. The Phillies.
That's your definition
separate
of living life?
Jumping in the school.
No, I meant the Phillies.
I'm going to jump in the school.
Worried about July and August and September and October.
I'm not watching like that. Mm. I'm not doing that. I am enjoying everything that I'm seeing right now about the Phillies. There's no question about that. But I just understand that there's a pattern there. There's a little bit of a pattern. And until they break the pattern, I'm going to still enjoy it. I'm going to be that person. I'm not going to sit there with my arms full and say, well, you know, some people call it, say, wait till September or whatever.
Yeah.
Or October. I'm not doing that. I am enjoying everything that I'm seeing. But I also am aware that, you know, towards the end of the season, you know, they tend to curtail a little bit, fall off.
Sure.
So, I mean, but and if that doesn't happen, that's great. But like I said, there's a pattern, and more than likely, that's going to be the case.
But there wasn't something that Dombrowski could have done in the offseason that, like Joe said, guarantees that doesn't happen.
No, I mean,
that's out of his control.
Nothing can guarantee it. But I think that as a player, you can keep that in the forefront of your mind. You can still go out there and do your job, but you have to know that, hey, this ain't the part of the season where I'm concerned about. It's the latter part of the season.
Well,
that is a big concern.
That's fair. But if they look the same and played the same as they had the last couple years, then I'd be with you. I feel like, and I said, you know, we're not keeping the same energy. If the Eagles do this, we get on board. Dombrowski kept the same guys, and they said we're going to change their approach in spring training. They've done it.
Well,
they're having better at bats. It's like we don't want to acknowledge what they're doing because of who they are.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying, but here's the thing and the difference with the football and as opposed to the baseball is that you only get 17, and there's more. I feel like there's more of a sense of urgency in football.
Well, totally.
To right the ship.
Yep.
In baseball, because we've heard a guy say, hey, still a lot of baseball left to be played. Yeah. So there's time to correct everything. And then when you think about it, when I think of baseball, they don't really – it's like you basically have to learn on the fly. You don't get a whole lot of practice. In football, you get an opportunity to sit down and practice and go over what you made a mistake in. In baseball, it's more of a – you know, you got to think about it. It's more in your head more than anything, because the only time you really get to practice is in spring training.
You're right. So we can only go off what we're seeing in the games.
That's why I say it's the ebb and flow of baseball.
I just feel for me like they last couple of years, they had a lot of loser at-bats. Like Castellanos would have, and I don't mean he's a loser, but like not championship at-bats. Mm-hmm. But they're having, even Trey. Trey had used his first couple of years here had a lot of loser at-bats. Trey and Castellanos... Kepler last night, those are winning at-bats.
Yeah. How many games do you think it took Eagles fans to say, you know, maybe Saquon and Zach Baum were pretty good moves?
Mm. And look at that. Look how that worked.
We didn't say, let's see if they win the Super Bowl.
Well,
did we?
I mean, I did.
Doubting.
I mean,
no, you were calling the Super Bowl. Didn't. Yeah, we know that.
I believe they're going to
win
the Super
Bowl. You were talking eastbound and down before the Browns game, at the bye week.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. I believed in
them. So with the Phillies, you're a doubting Douglas.
Well, no, it's because of the stretch. It's the stretch of the season. And it's one of those things where, I mean, I believe in the Phillies. I just don't believe in apologizing. That's the difference. Ooh, I almost caught a cramp. Joe, if I'd have caught that cramp.
That's the universe telling you to apologize.
If I'd have caught that cramp, that'd have been the end of this conversation.
How are you catching cramps doing a talk show?
I'm cardio in the morning. I'm trying to get my water in. I just almost caught a cramp.
You've hydrated a good amount today to get cramps.
I'm just saying.
You need more potassium.
Like, I probably do.
Yeah.
I don't eat a whole lot of bananas.
You need more potassium.
Yeah, I need to do that. Because if I'd have cramped up, we'd have been seeing me doing a song and
this
dance.
This is the second time in 2 weeks you're cramping.
Man, I tell you. You know what? I probably do need to get some more potassium.
A little potassium for you.
Shredding.
Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Huge old Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going
Terrence,
on, man?
What's up?
First of all, I'm going to tell Del Moore, shut up. Shut up, bro. Like, this guy sounds stupid. Like,
they need to hire me. I keep saying they need to hire me.
I'm not sure.
Why are we not coming down his throat?
Yeah, that's,
why are we so lenient on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Agreed, Jolly. Agreed.
And I'm not eligible for the prize today because I won the other day, but I know something. Hugh ain't trying.
What's that?
Hugh ain't trying no damn glizzy, man. I listen to the show. I listen to the show enough to know you ain't trying no glizzy, man.
A full intact glizzy.
Yeah, like if he's going to eat a glizzy, he's going to cut it up like a child.
All right, man. I told Kyle, I can't apologize to the Broncos. And I heard you guys talking about the moves Howie made.
Uh-huh.
I was telling Kyle, but Kyle, Joe, it ain't the same. Because Saquon was when Howie made the move, Saquon was consistent all year long. Am I right?
Well, he was, but he also, let's not pretend he was this good with the Giants, right? He had injuries. He was good, but not great. Some up, some down.
But from week one, he put on a show, and we were.
Oh yeah, as an Eagle, he was. Yeah, but Lizardo's been really good so far.
Yeah, and I told Kyle, for me, the most part I'm the most impressed with from Dombrowski so far, our pitching has been surprisingly the best part. We got Taiwan. This guy looking like a Cy Young pitcher.
Saiwan,
they made him mad.
Good,
he made him mad.
Saiwan,
yeah, and we got Kepler is my exception. Like to me, he brings a different aspect to the team.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I feel like our pitching is the most important thing. But it's still too early to apologize for anything because we know the Phillies play in stretches. We know the Phillies are hitting stretches, and. Can our bullpen hold up? Can we hold up during the rest of the season?
No, they're going to have to fix that. Yeah. The bullpen overall is not good enough. I mean, you saw it last night, the depth of it with Banks getting out the home run. Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. Now, they'll have to add to that. 215-592-9494. If we're making a power ranking, Hugh, of these things you wouldn't do, where does eating a full non-cut-up glizzy rank on this?
That's pretty high.
You'd rather do...
No, you know what's funny?
Would you rather skydive or eat a glizzy full?
Between the two?
Yeah.
I'm going to probably have to go ahead and eat the glizzy.
Okay. Glizzy or the meal and the liquor together?
The meal and the liquor.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You really won't eat a full hot dog?
No, you know what's funny? When I was at Harper's Game the other day, his mom bought some glizzies.
Yeah.
And she was killing them. And I'm like, I ain't no glizzy. She want a glizzy? No.
She was killing him like eating a hot dog like a regular person?
Yeah, but I'm not eating no glizzy.
Would you rather take accountability or eat a glizzy whole? I can't believe this is that hard for you.
I do take accountability every day.
No, you do not.
When you say take accountability, what does that mean exactly? Like for what?
Well,
like to say
it's pretty self-explanatory.
I mean, the defense, the luxury thing.
I cooked on that one.
You did not.
I did. That is an all-time take. Famous take.
Again,
AI said it was famous. Yeah. That was a famous. And it was a damn good take. It's a damn good take.
Hold on. Now we're good with AI? I mean, we're ripping Daryl Morey.
No, I'm totally out on AI.
I mean, it doesn't fit. Like, the Daryl Morey, it didn't fit my argument.
That makes sense.
I read a story last night about how every college student is basically cheating using AI. No, everyone's just cheating their way to a degree.
Seriously?
Yeah. And, you know, they're learning your nonsense on AI.
I might need to go back to school. That's all I heard.
215-592-9494.
Give me a master's degree.
Yeah, Master's Douglas over here. All right, we have a new segment on the show starting today. Let's check in on the most anticipated prospect in a long time for our Phillies, Andrew Painter's outing last night in AAA. We'll recap that next. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos, the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. Once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets in a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in the action. You get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports becomes the official partner of 94 WIP.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.